outside of the library. Follow the sound of my voice. We'll get you registered and in position.
According to official U.S. Census records, Ketchikan's population is just shy of 13,800 people. That's the whole borough, not just the city. A couple hundred at a time will get together for plays or concerts, but it's very rare, perhaps unprecedented, in the community's history for nearly 2,000 people in Ketchikan to congregate in one place at one time for a single purpose. But on a beautiful afternoon with just a sprinkling of rain to get people in the proper mood before the clouds lifted, it happened. A sea of people, all wearing rain boots, gathered, mingled, talked, laughed, sang, and finally walked, a few ran, to break a record. The previous record for what's officially known as the largest Wellington boot race was held by the British county of Lincolnshire, which is about a two-hour drive from London. It's known for its attractive coastlines, Lincoln Castle, its recipe for stuffed cheen, a brined pork dish, and until recently, its world record. That county broke the record in 2009, when 1,366 people marched a mile in their wellies. Ketchikan's race more than met that challenge. The number announced after the race, while not confirmed yet by Guinness, was 1,976. As the crowd gathered at the starting line, the city's mayor stood by, ready to kick off the race.
Mayor Lou Williams III, how'd they rope you into this?
They gave me a gun.
He didn't have to wait long to shoot it.
Are you guys ready?
It's been said, and evidence seems to prove, that Ketchikan residents will use any excuse to dress in costume. So it seemed natural for a few superheroes to find their way into the crowd.
So what made you decide to dress up like Wonder Woman for the Extra Tough Race?
Well, we are breaking a world record, right? And that's something that Wonder Woman does in everyday average. So why not, right?
Excellent. Did you make this yourself?
No, I bought this. Right. I'm that good.
And then there were some ducks.
Can you quack for me?
Mm-hmm.
Adding to the festive atmosphere, a trumpet serenaded walkers at the halfway mark. It wasn't just local folk walking in the race. People came from neighboring islands to help break the record, and some came from much farther. Femke Borsma and Kelly Bremer are here from the Netherlands visiting a friend. Borsma says it was good timing.
So we were very excited that the race was just during our time here, because we are here for 6 days. But, you know, we feel like we traveled all the way from our own little rainy country to set this record, so.
The two had to borrow rain boots for the race, and they say they're impressed with the ubiquitous extra tough boots that many local residents wear. However, they won't be taking a pair back to Holland.
We don't have, like, such a rough country, so our country's not extra tough.
At the end of the short trek along Ketchikan's 3rd Avenue, volunteers collected wristbands proving that each participant officially completed the race. The bands, along with other evidence, will be shipped to Guinness headquarters in New York for confirmation of Ketchikan's accomplishment. But we all know we did it.
Great big round of applause, please. It's not every day that you take a shot at a world record. You guys have all
in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.